So, Dr. Ramnik.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Good. Well, kind of stressed out. My exam's coming up.
You'll be fine.
You think so?
Yeah. I think I keep telling you, you'll be fine.
Yeah, you do.
Don't
you
doubt
do.
Yourself.
But I don't know. I think I should be performing better at this point, but we'll see. Any tips?
Fine. Oh, you. First of all, you'll be fine. I'm confident about that. So, see, ACJ, if you know your concepts, and if you're thinking logically, like how, when a patient comes to you and how you are going to like manage that patient clinically, if you have that concept right and you're logical about things, you're good.
Yeah, I try. Yeah. I mean, sometimes I keep making mistakes with perio, I think, so I need to, you know, focus a little bit on that. But yeah, I feel like it's something that I've had to learn is like not
over-choosing.
Yeah.
So yes, ACG, I think we have to have that balance. So once we get like all the knowledge about everything, like pathology, radiology, and then we go to perio and all those things. So once we are done with that, then we get down to the strategy. Okay. What we try to do is, or I would say what I try to do was, I tried that when I go to the exam, I don't lose any mark in my clinical questions.
Yeah. And like pathology.
Exactly.
Those are, I'm confident with those.
Because they were like single mark questions. So I was trying that, okay, I should get these right. When it came to radiology, it is okay. Like I had to be, I had, same ways as you. I had to really push myself to be conservative.
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to choose this also. This is also caries.
Like caries,
calculus.
Finding caries everywhere.
Exactly. So I really had to push myself back. Okay.
Yeah.
I had three of these. These are good.
Yeah. Which ones are like definitely.
Put a question mark.
Yeah. Question mark on the
is
ones.
Is it a question mark? Are you sure? Are you 100% sure?
Then don't mark them.
Don't mark them.
Yeah.
So I, that is one thing I struggled with. But I think eventually when I went to the exam, I got a strategy. Okay.
Right.
I don't have to be greedy.
Yeah.
A three.
Yeah.
Put a question mark. Not sure. Come back. Don't
yeah, that's
that.
It.
So I think that helps me.
Yeah.
So that should be good.
Yeah. We'll see. I have 10 days, I think.
10 days?
Yeah.
You'll be fine. Again, I'm confident.
I hope you're
about
right.
You'll be fine.
But other than that, I'm also, I don't know if you know, but I'm also, I left both options open for
that's
myself.
Really
so I am investing in the university pathway and the direct pathway at the same time. I don't know. I don't know if it was the wisest decision at this point for my life, but we'll see how it goes. So I'm also doing the PLA course, for Western and so
you're
that's
a warrior.
Also happening.
Yeah. All right. See, this I tell everyone that it's a very smart move to keep both options open.
Yeah.
If you can do that,
you should. I think so, yeah.
Because I think you gave INDB also, the US exam.
I did, yeah.
Because I saw one of the videos.
I did, yes.
So how was that?
Well, at the time, I kind of considered applying for the universities in the US, but due to personal circumstances, I decided not to do that at the moment. So I only applied for Western because they were still accepting the AFK.
Yeah.
And that's how things are, you know, moving at the moment.
So I also kept both the options open. So when I was doing my ACJ, was that I gave my ADAT and I applied to University of Toronto.
Right.
But unfortunately, I could not get through the interview there.
Oh, no.
So,
but how is the process? Is it just ADAT or do they?
It's just ADAT for University of Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave the ADAT. So you give the application to them. I think it is now. The updated one is, I think, in the first week of July. So you submit your scores. July.
Oh, July. Sorry. Yeah.
It's done.
So. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. This year went by so fast.
Exactly.
I'm not.
So I think they get you the IELTS scores, your ADAT. And I think your previous education, that GPA.
So like transcripts and WES evaluation.
Exactly.
Right.
They don't want WES evaluation.
No.
No, no, no. They just want your GPA and they, they ask you to send your certificates to them, mail them.
Right.
And you send the ADAT score, which actually is directly sent by ADAT to the university.
Yeah.
Then you give your English proficiency test, mm-hmm. and that score is directly sent to them by the university.
As well, yeah.
You pay an application fee, and the first week of July is, I think, the last date.
Right.
And then
they do the process internally.
They do the process internally, and then you get the interview calls. Mm-hmm. This time, I think it was in September. So people started getting the calls in September.
Right.
October was the interview.
Mm.
And I think now people got to know, like, who got the, and like, mm-hmm. who got
the interviews
and
or got
I
in.
Know a few people who are on the wait list.
Mm.
So fingers crossed for those.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
So we have few of our students, like, who got waitlisted. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, fingers crossed for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you apply again with your score?
Yes.
So would you?
Is, I think, valid for 2 years.
Oh, 2 years, yeah.
2 years.
Yeah.
So you can apply.
Kind of like the AFK as well.
But I'm not, no. Now, because I went through the
you're almost the
route.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I got my result at the university, so I had decided, okay, because of my personal reasons, I could not apply for other universities, or I would say I didn't want to apply for other universities because it was difficult to move.
Yeah.
So like, I was here. So I said, okay,
so
I wanted the University of Toronto. I wanted to just go and study there, but unfortunately mm-hmm. that didn't happen. So I said, okay,
right.
NDEC.
Yeah. But I guess everything happens for a reason. Now you're almost done.
Yeah.
So just one more exam.
Yes. One more exam.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. And you're going to be fine.
Thank you. And same ways, I think, that day we were discussing about other universities.
The Western?
How things are going, yeah.
The process for applying for Westerners is a little bit different because they were still accepting the AFK. So it is the AFK. You have to ask the NDB to send them your results directly.
Okay.
And then you have to create a resume. Did you do that?
University of Toronto is not required.
Oh, interesting. I had to create a resume, like a cover letter, kind of like applying for the university for the first time. You have to talk about yourself, sell yourself. And then the English proficiency test, which is also sent directly.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask the GPA. How did you know your GPA? Because my university doesn't have the same scoring.
So you sent your transcripts to them.
So they analyze it.
I hope I'm remembering it correctly mm-hmm. because it was like a year back.
Right.
It's not recent. So I sent my documents to them. Mm-hmm. So they were the notarized documents. Mm-hmm. So they asked me to send the notarized documents to the university
mm-hmm.
via mail. Mm-hmm. And then I think they analyzed it.
Oh, good. That's good.
But I think I knew my GPA and I was on a safe side. So I was confident that is not going to be an issue.
Right.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know my GPA. I had to get my transcripts, all the documents analyzed by Wes.
But I think Wes gives GPA, no?
Yes, then they did. Then I found out. Okay. But I didn't know because it was a different score.
Oh, I think you're right. Because I applied for my immigration papers not so long ago. Okay. So when I got my Wes done for that, I think because of that, I knew about it.
Okay, yeah.
I think at that time, I got to know about it.
Right, that makes sense.
You're right about that.
Yeah, and for Western, I applied in the beginning of this year. And then we started the PLA course, which is mandatory. You have to do the course. Then there's the PLA exam.
When is that?
It's early next year.
Oh.
Yeah, and then after that, they'll see who's going for interviews or not. And then we would start in September. So it's a long process, right? Yeah.
But it is good.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So correct me if I'm wrong. It's PLE.
A.
PLA. PLA exam. It's a PLA.
PLA.
Right?
Prior to learning assessment or prior learning assessment.
So that is only skills or is it theoretical also?
It's both.
It's both?
It is both. Yeah.
So, it is tougher than what other universities are taking for the bench test?
I think so, because theirs is only the bench clinical,
test.
Right?
Yeah, it's a bench test for.
Yeah. PLA, it's everything. Like we learn basic science in the beginning, so it's going to be a test in everything, and then clinical.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I know. They're really...
And they're 2 years or 3 years?
3 years.
Wow.
So yeah, they are making it, a little more competitive, more difficult, but
I think it's worth it.
Yeah, for sure.
Western, it's worth it.
It's a good university.
It's a good university. It's worth it.
Yeah. And for me, it's close to home. So
it's your home.
Yeah, it's home.
So we were just talking about you did your
my master's.
Your master's from there.
From Western. So
it's the university is also kind of home for you. A question.
Okay.
Like, for example, you are getting the Western course and all. So it's kind of bench test and everything.
Yeah.
So what kind of projects they usually ask you guys to do?
Clinically,
clinically, yeah. What are they teaching?
Don't know. because I'm still doing it. And I'm in the fourth or fifth week.
It's
still all theoretical. Right now I'm doing theoretical operative dentistry. In the beginning, it was all like anatomy, radiology, everything like very theoretical. And in December, we're going to start the practical part of it. So I'm going to find out.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I know.
Good.
But yeah.
Similar thing happens with Manitoba also? Do you have any idea about that?
No. I actually read that it's changing from AFK to ADAT.
Yeah.
No, it's changing. So I'm not sure how things are at the moment.
What we were reading about it is Manitoba has two tracks, track A and track B. So track B is for students who went through the AFK ACJ route.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and they have given their NDEC exam. So that is track B for them.
And haven't given the NDEC, right? So sorry? If I finish.
And they have given their NDEC in the recent year of the application.
And track A. I think A I read
is,
something about
that. Yeah, and track A is for students. Earlier they were taking AFK, but now they're taking ADAT.
Right.
But I think those students have to go and give the bench test.
Oh, and then if I've given the AFK and ACJ, then I don't have to do a bench test?
Then you have to give NDEC.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Right. You have to give NDEC in the same year of the application.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. But this is what I read. But I think if somebody is applying for Manitoba, I think it's wise that they go to the university. They have their ITD program, the checklist. Because what I'm hearing is there's too much of confusion because universities are shifting. Confusing.
Yeah.
Universities are literally shifting from AFK to ADAT and they are... there are changes. So there are changes in the dates and there are changes in the tenure of the application when you're going to do the application. So I think let's go directly to the source.
Yeah, it's always good.
It's always good. Either you call the university directly or you go to...
And check.
And then check. Because what I am seeing is everybody is looking for information. And when you talk about it, you tend to miss something.
Yeah.
So I think it's best you go there, read about it.
Directly to the source.
Directly to the source. And if you miss something, just talk to the university.
Yeah. Because we give, like, it's easier. Like, we just talk about it in the general way.
Yeah.
But it keeps changing. And from university to university, there are differences that it's not possible for us to know.
Everything, all the details.
Yeah, and all the details. Yeah. So yeah, for sure.
I think Alberta, Saskatchewan, ADAT, even for them. And bench test for them.
And Dalhousie, they were still accepting AFK.
Yeah.
Up until last year, I think they've changed.
They have changed it?
Yeah, to ADAT.
Yeah, I was listening. Something was happening about
that. Yeah. So I don't think they're going to be accepting AFK this year for 2025 anymore.
Oh my God.
And, yeah, lots of changes.
And you saw the video which we recorded that for the specialty exams also, it's ADAT.
ADAT. ADAT's taking over.
Taking over for everything. Taking over. It's interesting.
Yeah. Well, about the specialty, the ADAT for specialty.
Yeah.
Is the registration process the same as
It's the same exam.
So same exam?
Same exam. Yeah. Same procedure. Apply for the dent pen, go to the ADA website, apply for the exam, pay the fees. Then you go to your...
The fees, you know?
Around 800. But yeah, sorry, we forgot. EC evaluation.
Oh,
and you have to get EC US evaluation.
Thanks, Omar.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So you have to get ECE US evaluation done from there.
Right. If I have a dent pin already.
Yeah.
Regardless if it was for the IMBD or for
it's the
ADA, it's the same. I can already register for the ADA if I want.
Because I had a colleague who made his dent pin in 2008.
And it stays active.
It went dormant. He didn't have the mail. He didn't know what it was.
Okay.
So I think he retrieved it. He applied for it. And then he got into the university. So because he decided like after 10 years that, okay, he wants to pursue it like, back, the DDS back, that pathway again.
Right.
So he retrieved it and.
Interesting.
So yeah, same dent pen.
Good. That's good.
Same dent pen. And you just go for ECUS evaluation.
Right.
Apply for the ADAT exam.
Which is really fast, by the way. The ECE evaluation. Mine took, I think, less than a week. It was all ready.
Oh, yeah. Really? I sent it from India. I sent my original documents from India. Mm-hmm. And within 2 weeks, it was back.
2 weeks. Yeah.
It's fast.
Yeah. Compared to the NDB, exactly. Which takes 18 to 20 weeks. I mean.
But I think the only different thing with ADAT is I think you have to go to the Pearson's website to schedule your exam separately.
Oh, yeah. 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 And these scores, do you know if it's for specialty, it has to be like a higher score or kind of the same, around the 600?
So the thing is, for the specialty, it's going to happen for the first time next year.
Oh, so we don't know
what is going to happen.
We'll see.
Since the time the Canadian University in Canada has started accepting ADAT, the mean score of ADAT has risen dramatically.
Right.
So
yeah.
What 550 was good earlier, now it is 600. The score has gone really
up. I'll try then,
You want to go? You want to do?
I'm kind of curious about it, yeah.
Hey, ortho, come on.
I might. What do you think?
No.
Should I?
No, I'm really serious
no,
about
I
that.
No, I am. I am too. It might happen faster than the university pathway.
And I know a few people who have gone through this pathway, and it was different pathway at that time.
Right.
They had given the different exam for that. Mm-hmm. But now with ADAT, you have already done INDB.
Yeah.
And you have done AFK.
So like just the add-on for just the biostatistics.
You biostatistics know? And everything. And
just an update. I might consider
Flavia, do that. Dr. Flavia, do that.